Well, how about a creek bed where there's no water?
To drown a creek.
Mm-hmm. And how about good, rich, sandy soil?
In the bottom, or
well,
branch bottom?
Any place. Just what's your best soil called?
At the branch bottom is, I say, the good, rich soil.
Mm-hmm. Is that a loam sort of stuff?
Yeah, it's not loam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you have a rowboat or any kind of a boat?
Call it a barge. It's got 6-barrel, 55-gallon drums under it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 10-foot square.
Mm-hmm.
Got it on the pond up here in the mow ground where the people go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I won't allow them go swimming out of pond that I drink from. We've got a filter out there and used our water just the same as town water. It's a pond water, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole filter and purifying up there.
Well, what would you call it if somebody was going to take a boat and put it in the water for the first time?
For how?
If somebody was going to take a boat and put it in the water for the first time, what would you say he was going to do?
Take a boat ride?
Well, I mean, would you say he was going to launch the boat, or?
Well, launching boat is what you can be doing, but they just take my boat and shove it in the water. I had a little boat, someone stole it. Oh, let my neighbor over there have it. He went to barge all last summer. And been taking good care of it and had it on his pond up there. And he went up here, oh, it's been a couple of months ago, I guess. And boat was gone, and he never found it yet. A little homemade. Well, it made out of these army truck gas tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was made out of, welded together and put up. And mm-hmm. His little boat.
Hmm. That's annoying, the way people steal things.
Well, I had it up here, and I just known someone would steal it from here. I expected it all the time to be gone. And I let him have it, and they stole it over there. So I had the barge out here on this pond. We're taking it up to the mow ground pond where that kid was swimming there. They just got back from swimming when you were here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they looked cool and nice, didn't they?
They have a whole bunch. I guess there was 15 out there yesterday swimming.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's the best swimming hole they can find anywhere. It gets clear and nice and can be.
Do you like this?
Hmm.
Never catch a fish, never get a bite.
What do you use for bait?
Marvin caught these here two fish on crawfish bait. I use everything, clubs and worms, crawfish and minnows, and never get a bite.
Hmm. Use grasshoppers? You try grasshoppers?
Oh yeah, I use grass. I use everything. Liver, stink bait, everything that I can think of. Make dough balls and never get a bite.
How do you make your dough balls?
Flour and meal, put a little vanilla flavoring in it, work it real stiff.
I made some out of cottonseed meal and flour and shorts that worked pretty well.
Well, I'll use that too. But none of it's no good. I get a dollar and a quarter for a spoon lure here the other day. A fella caught a bass out there weighing 2 pounds and a quarter. Not a bass, but a drum. And he had one of them lures, spoon that he'd thrown in, a silver spoon.
And the drum?
I went and bought me one. Mm-hmm. Give it a dollar and a quarter for it. I fished everywhere, never did it.